Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee. And on this week's show, and back again, is the wonderful Marcia Techo. Marcia is a Master of Science in Biology, speaker, author, spiritual teacher, clairvoyant, counselor, medium, healer, Reiki master and somatic experience practitioner, working with Peter Levine's somatic experience method. For the past 23 years, Marcia has worked with a blend of scientific and spiritual understandings of life. Her new book, Your Soul, Your Life, A Guide to Healing and Self-Healing, will guide you through transforming and healing so that you may have better access to yourself, your resources, and your spiritual strengths and qualities. In this show, we discuss how to connect to your soul and spirit guides. What is the soul, and how we can connect to it in our daily lives and strengthen this incredible relationship?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
Marcia, here we are again, and I just want to say thank you for coming back on the Great Awakening Show.
Oh, it's so marvelous to be back, and thank you very much for it's a very good subject, so I'm really happy that you have chosen that.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And what could be more important? How to contact your soul and spirit guides. You know, it's just so important at this time.
Yes.
And we're going to have, I've got all the questions, and we just, you know, appreciate all of your divine wisdom on this amazing subject.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
you. Yeah. So let's get going. So the first one, basically, tell us what you believe. What is the soul? And how can we connect to the soul in our daily lives?
Yes, the quick one, yes. No, but I see the soul as our divine part, because the soul is continual life after life, and it's an eternal being. So actually we are an eternal being. We are a part of an eternal being. And our soul has a lot of experiences with it. It's like every life creates new experiences, new skills, and you're getting better and better in what you deepen yourself into of skills or potentials or qualifications. So when you arrive on Earth, you have a lot of those possibilities with you, and your soul is the key to use them, because the soul is like the memory, but also the toolbox somehow. And the soul is also coming with a lot of life force or life energy. Normally, when you have a near-death experience, it's like people describe that the soul is disconnected, or that the mind is disconnected, or the consciousness is disconnected from the body and can observe the body. But when it's only a near-death experience, then the soul connects with the body again, and then there's life. And in that way, I also see the soul as a life force. So it's divine, it has a lot of capacity and potentials, and it's divine. What's not to like?
Exactly.
So in that point of view, it's very important to get this really the most authentic part of you integrated in your everyday life. Because when you're connected with your soul, you also have the possibility to be more connected with somehow the knowledge that you're born with, but also the direct contact to the divine, your intuition, sensing the inner path within you, and also following the path within your life. So there's a coherence between, your divine inner contact and your life. And in that way, your life gets more divine somehow, because your soul is touching ground and living a life on earth.
That's right.
So to be connected with that part of you helps you to be more guided by the spirit world, but also your own energy and your own potentials is more clear to yourself as well, and you can somehow express them and live them out in your life.
Yes. And I believe that, because we are in this world of duality, we come from the spiritual, heavenly world, the world of the oneness, and we come into this separation, the duality. Sorry. We come into this world of separation, duality. But I don't think we can totally be connected all the time, because, thinking and we need our ego personality to live in this world, don't we? We could not, we could,
As
so
I see, it's more like we actually have the connection all the time. We're
yes,
just
we do. We just don't realize it.
changing our focus on something else.
Exactly. We get
But
drawn
if
into that thinking, into the thinking, into the temptation, into the Maya, into the 3D
yes, we do.
world.
Yes, that's right. So actually, I think our purpose is to be so much in contact with our divine part as possible, because when we are that, we also connect with the divine, and we also spread the divine into our everyday life and into the world.
That's right.
So it's not like you're changing your personality or you're changing your life, your way of thinking somehow, because the difference is normally in this world we live according to our brain, what you think and our logic and stuff like that. And when we are connected with our soul, it's more like the brain is, instead of the brain is the leading part of our thoughts, then the brain will try to express the divine instead. So it's like you're still connected, you're still thinking, you're still doing all the stuff that you normally do, but you just do it from another place within yourself.
Yes.
So in that way, if you train yourself or have a practice where you connect with your divine part or your soul, then you actually have much more possibility to use your brain in the best possible way,
Yeah.
and use your emotions in the best possible way, and
That's
use your
right.
body in the best possible way.
That's right.
So actually, it's more like we are taught that we are separated, but we are not.
No, we're
We are
not.
connected all the time. And what we actually have to do is to accept that, and then start to, like, all the fragmental part of us, we have to get them to join ourselves again. And that could be trauma, it could be many different things, but actually we are connected all the time. Our soul's capacity to be connected with the divine and the living life,
Yes.
it's the part where we actually have the connection all the time.
That's right. And that's like harmony.
Yes, it
It's
is.
having that peaceful harmony within the balance of the two. Yeah.
Yes.
Because we are divine spiritual beings. We are divine human beings
Yes, we are.
having
Yes.
this life experience. But basically, we're a spiritual being inside a human body. So we have to have that balance between the two,
Yes.
and integrate them together.
Yeah, I think when we do that, we get the best out of everything. The best out of the divine and the best out of, tasting strawberries, feeling hugs, feeling love, it's, sensing the wind against your skin, all the lovely things that we actually can experience by having a physical body. So when we use the skills of our physical body to sense the surroundings and sense, this feeling that we also have ourselves. So it's like directing your sensory system to your soul. Then the sensory system will tell the body that it's safe or peaceful, or you can have full of energy and joy because your soul have this. It has joy. It has a lot of surplus of emotional energy and a lot of surplus of mental energy and life force. So when your sensory system and your body starts to work together with the soul, then this is actually where your inner balance and your harmony starts to rise. And when you do that, it's like a positive feedback, a positive, feedback loop. When you start that movement, it's like it's getting better and better. Because instead of fear and sensing, am I okay? Something wrong with me? Should I be afraid right now? Or very heavy thinking, like low self-esteem or something like that. It's not a part of the soul. So when you mirror the soul, you also actually value what you come with and who you are and what you can contribute with in the world. And in that way, it's a very positive loop that you get into.
Yes, that's absolutely beautiful. That's so true. And you're enhancing that. And so we are the soul consciousness, aren't we? We are the divine flame, the soul consciousness, the
Yes.
observer of our thoughts, feelings, words, and emotions.
Yeah.
And we can use them when we're in that place of the contact and the connection to the soul. We can use those thoughts, feelings, words, and action in our everyday lives in a more
Yes.
enhanced. We're heightening the vibration in a
Yes,
more
you are.
advanced and a more better way.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yes, right. Yes.
Wow, that's beautiful. And how are the soul, body, mind connected? And how can we strengthen this relationship? That is one of the most important things.
Yes,
We
it
can't
is.
have one without the other. We're holistic beings.
It's like our society has tried to tell us that we should have, one instead of all of them. But it also creates this disharmony within ourselves and in our society. So actually, when we start to link them or align them, the soul, the body, and the mind, then we will see that it's this coherence or oneness that starts to work in that way, and how we can strengthen that. It could be meditation. For me, I use the contact to the spirit world very much. So I combined meditation, healing work, and the spiritual contact because I know that my soul is connected with the divine all the time, and I know my sensory system is used to sense good environments or bad environments. So I can use my sensory system to connect with the soul or connect with the divine. And in that way, I strengthen the good feeling because the healing energy and the spirit world comes with a lot of love. So when I feel loved and I sense the presence of love, my body relaxes. And when my body relaxes, it opens up to get into a better contact with the divine. Or with my soul. And in that way, and when you're better in contact with your soul, then the body can relax even more because it feels stronger. Our soul comes with a lot of strength of power. And when our body feel that, it's like, okay, I'm strong enough to be here. And that will actually change the way you think about yourself. Both feel about yourself emotionally and also think about yourself. So it in this contact, you will start to change your thoughts and your emotions, and the body will also change. But it will change like the soul is the center, and the other one will follow the soul. But you have to open up for the soul and a part of relaxation within yourself, body, mind, and spirit to enter, so the soul can enter even more, or you can move your mind or your consciousness, focus yourself within your soul instead of only the thoughts or the emotions
Or
or the
only the
body.
body,
Yeah, the soul is the only one that can cope with all parts of you at the same time. Your mind cannot cope with your body or your emotions, but the soul is like it can carry it all. It's like it's some kind, a glue is the wrong word, but somehow the soul is it can hold your emotions, it can hold your mind and your thoughts, and it definitely can work with your body. So the soul, because it's our greatest capacity, has the capacity to actually align the other parts.
That is so absolutely beautiful. And is it not true that, when we say my soul, but we are the
We
soul?
are the soul,
You see, this is
yes.
where we have to get over the
Yes.
separation. This is where we have to learn about oneness,
Yes.
because
Excellent.
there's only one supreme soul that we all have a part of within us.
Yes.
And we
Yeah.
all have, all living beings have that same soul consciousness. And when
Yes.
you realize that, that's the oneness, that's the oneness. But me and my soul, there is no me and my soul. I am
Yeah.
the soul
Yeah. And that's
operating this physical body, operating
yes.
my brain, operating my ego personality, operating my body, that's what is operating all of it. So, and we can use, our mind and our ego as a tool,
Yes.
with the soul in control.
Yeah, and that's what I find very, very important to actually tell people, that normally we have the control and the willpower is like a brain thing, but actually the soul has a lot of willpower, but it just work in another way.
Yes.
And it's
Subtle, in
like
a subtle
it's
way.
not like a control thing, it's more like a coherence with everything.
Yes.
It's like, okay, the soul has the power to actually help you to strengthen your intuition, help you to solve mental problems that you are dealing with. It could be, should I do that and that, or feeling sad or something like that, both emotional and mental thing. So when you're connected with your soul, it's more like being whole. It's long. It's like many people describe it as feeling home with themselves.
Yes.
And this being home is very important, because normally we have a lot of our focus out on the surroundings and other people, and what do you think, what do they think, and interactions with relationships and everything like that. But when you're connected with your soul, it's like you're home, not only home within yourself, but also in your life and in the universe. So what I always look for in my students when I work with them, it's the feeling of being home. Home within themselves, because then I know their soul have landed. And if the soul have landed, then the soul can start to work on the physical realm, in the physical realm, and create divine work on earth. And that's actually what we're here to do. So the feeling of being home, belonging,
Peace.
that's some of the really interesting things that happens when the soul connects more with the body and your everyday life.
Beautiful. That was absolutely lovely. Being home, which is being in the harmony, isn't it? It's being in that
Yes.
balancing, peaceful place. And that's the now. That's the
Yes.
present divine moment. That's
It is.
the place of peace and the place where all possibility and all, things exist. In this
Yeah,
moment.
it is. And it's also a feeling of being secure within yourself, secure in your life. You can have a lot of challenging things, and it could be, walking around in the traffic is, really scary and dangerous. But if you're feeling home and secure within yourself, your alarm system will not raise up to something really high. You can actually regulate yourself much better. So you will use your own energy much more balanced. Instead of going up in anger and fear or sadness, you will find a better balance. Of course, the harmony is there, but it's also possible to regulate yourself according to your inner being or your feeling safe within yourself and in your life. And in that way, a lot of our energy goes, or we are drained when we are out of balance. So if we are not out of balance, we actually start to build up energy instead of tearing our energy down. So it's very interesting when you start to move your focus into the contact with your soul and you accept that you are the soul.
Yes.
And when you think you're something else, you're actually disconnected.
That's right.
So when you think about yourself as you said earlier, me and my soul, you are disconnected.
That's
When you
right.
just accept you are the soul and the soul is you, it's like you are connected, you're home, and you're ready to work.
That's right. And it's that saying, isn't it? I am that I am.
Yes.
I am this, I am that I am. I am the soul consciousness within all living beings.
Yes.
Yes, that's beautiful. Beautiful. Wow. And how can we easily connect to the spirit world and to its many dimensions, the multidimensional realms?
Yeah. Again, it's easier when you're connected with your soul because your soul has that contact. So when I work with training when I work with myself or training my students, it's actually I start to help them to get in contact with the soul. Because your soul is divine and always connected to the divine, and divine has the contact to all the dimensions.
Yes.
So in that way, the soul is like it's telepathic connected with all the dimensions. Because the souls, when we are between lives, when you read Michael Newton's books about, the soul journey or between lives, it's that dimension is what we are connected to all the time. Or I also call it like the dimension we come to when we have a near-death experience is like this peaceful place where we can connect with the spirit world. But
Yes.
we don't have to have a near-death experience, that we don't have to get into some kind of hypnosis or something like that. It's actually just to be with your soul and then somehow open yourself for the contact with the spirit world.
Yes.
And then there could be different kinds of dimensions. It could be angels, it could be loved ones or ancestors, it could be guides, it could be creatures from the nature realm. There's so many possibilities. It could also be someone from other galaxies, depending on who you are, what. I see it more like our soul has a lot of journeys around in our life, not in our life, it's only have one. Yeah, but all the other lives.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
So
yeah,
your
yeah.
soul could be like an adventure soul, visiting many different places, many different dimensions.
That's
So
right.
when you visited all those different dimensions, that means that your soul is connected with the dimension. So even though that you are a human now, with your soul is human. Within its experiences and contexts, like relations,
Yeah.
they are calibrated to other dimensions.
Our spirit guides, who are our relations, our past
Yeah.
off loved ones, yeah.
Yeah, past, if you have had lives on other planets or in other
Dimension.
dimensions, then your soul have had that contact, that experiences, but it also have that like affinity to that dimension. So when I work with my students, I find out, okay, is this someone that normally is very well connected to angels because a part of their soul has that experiences of being in an angel being or something like that, very close to that. So they have very easily contact to the angel realm or dimension. Others have been humans for years and years, many, many incarnations. They have been humans. So they have really close connections to, loved ones and ancestors. And, it's like it's normal for them, but angels, no, they will not really easily have
Yes.
that connection. So
Yeah.
depending on what your soul have experienced in earlier lives, past lives, you could actually have some easiness to be in contact with some of the other dimensions as well.
Beautiful.
So to use the souls within your soul, this power or this contact or relationship, you can easily get in contact with the other dimensions. And also you can use the contact that to your body and sensory system. It's just like your sensory system can sense the presence of other beings. So when you stand in the line in a queue in the grocery store, you can easily find out if it's a man or female standing behind you, if it's a friendly soul or
The energy system would
friendly
tell you.
being. You sense that. You have a very clear sensation about other people and what they, who they are. So that's a part of your of your body's sensory system, how to orientate in the environment in relationships to others to be safe or not safe. And you use that skill of your body connected with the soul to be in contact with the spirit world. So it's actually not that difficult. It's just to be quiet. Your body should be relaxed. And of course, this basic feeling of being safe is very important, because if you're not safe, your sensory system and your mind will interpret everything that you experience as dangerous.
Take you
So
and
it's
it'll
good.
take you out of that place.
Yes. So it's so important. And that's why I work with what I call the pillar of light, because for me, it's like the dimension between lives, and it's connected with me all the time. Or if you sit down in a healing meditation, as we are going to, as I'm going to guide later on in this show, it's like this is the dimension where the divine can reach you, and you're connected with that. Actually, you're connected with it all the time, but you're not focusing on that connection. But when you sit down and have that focus, you open yourself for sensing that love. And when you sense that love, you also sense the divine. And in that contact, you have the direct contact to all the other dimensions that are seeking you or you are seeking them. It's like
Beautiful.
what you have within you will also come and visit you. So when you have, angel energy, then angel will have a very easy way to contact you. It's like, okay, you're just connected. Or if it's guide, it will be like that. Or if it's loved ones from the other side, they will be there. But so it's like it's not difficult. It's like our not only our birthright, but it's also our soul right. It's
And it's
who we are.
that's right. And that is so beautiful because it's like the veil between the physical and the spiritual worlds becomes thin when
Yes.
you're in that alignment. It's like mind, body, soul alignment. It becomes thin, and that's when you become like an antenna. The light and your spirit guides come can come in then because you're calming your mind. It's not the monkey mind, and you can allow that divine intelligence and the
Yes.
spirit guides and all of them to come in to speak to you. It's the
Yes.
allowing, it's a surrendering, it's a letting go of the physical, of the ego, of letting go of the 3D and going into. Going within.
Yes, it's going within and going with up, as you'd say. So, and what I actually find amazing is that they are there all the time. They're just waiting for you to take contact. So it's not like they are coming to you. It's like they are waiting for you to come to them. And you should not go up to them. You just open and they will be around you, because they support you all the time, if you know it or not. They are, they are helping you, they are supporting you, they are trying to give small hints and direct you in the right
And
directions all the time.
they give you the numbers, the angel numbers and the encouragement and
Yes.
the feathers and when you need that encouragement. And also, it's really important, if you don't believe in them, they can't assist you.
It's like they, of course, they can assist you, but you will never notice them.
Yes,
And
that's what I
because
mean.
you don't notice them, you don't appreciate the contact. And because of that, the help is there, but it's limited.
Yes.
But when you open yourself for this contact,
And you
the
ask.
help is amount. There's a lot of help there, a
Yes.
lot of help to support you to be you. Normally, when I talk about the guardian angel, it's like the guardian angel has said, I would help you to recognize yourself, remembering yourself, live out your soul within your everyday life on earth. I know when you come down to earth, you forget this, but we too, we have had this assignment with each other. I will help you. So to be connected with your guardian angel, for like feeling it just behind you, touching ground, surrounding you, will help you to actually sense who you so far, because when you're feeling safe and surrounded by your guardian angel, then when you relax, you will feel yourself. When we are relaxed and safe, we have this openness within ourself to ourself. And the self here is our soul. So the more secure you are, the more you're connected with your soul and yourself. So the spirit world really wants us to be who we are within our soul. Because when we live from that place, there are no difference. There are no separation. It's like a whole life. It's like the divine is within everything, the trees, the animals, the stone, you, the sea, the
That's it.
sky. It's like suddenly everything is sparkling with life. And that's the capacity of your soul to sense that sparkling light and life. And of course, they will help you to feel that or go through your life with more of this feeling of being strong and being yourself and being a lovely person that loves people and people loves you. It's like there is so much to gain in this contact, and the spiritual world helps you all the time.
Yes, they're always giving you hints and redirecting you to your soul purpose, to
Yes.
what your soul chose to experience in this life. It's so important.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with a skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
need for this. We, as a human race, we have to change now, because the way we have been living our lives for the past many, many hundred years is not really in balance with the earth. But earlier it was balanced, so we can come back to that balance. But at earlier parts of our ancestors' life, they had this connection with the soul and nature, and they were home within themselves and in nature. So we have to come back to that feeling, but in another newer version, an upgraded version.
Yes, upgraded.
And that's what I feel is the assignment for many light workers and people today.
Yes, so do I.
And what actually is, when we have trauma, I see it as some trauma. When you have a trauma, the body is locked, the muscle is locked. It's like it saves a emotion or experience that couldn't be healed at the time. So it's locked. And that could be some of the soul is locked within the tension, but it could also be that the soul is like dissociated out of the body. So in that way, we have a lot of soul that's locked very deep within a trauma blockage. But it could also be that it actually was pushed out. So when you heal the trauma, it opens for the soul within, or it opens for the soul to enter again. And in that way, even if it's one or the other, it's still really important to work with the trauma. The trauma from past life, the trauma from our lineage, and the trauma from our present life.
Yeah.
Because all the traumas are linked. So if you work with one of them, it will heal some of the other ones.
That's
but
right.
you will always feel which direction would be the best for you to go, because the body wants to heal.
Yeah.
The mind wants to heal. The emotion wants to heal. And the soul is healed. There
yeah.
is the heal. The soul has no trauma.
No.
It has life.
The soul is the healer, the higher self.
Yes. It is,
yeah.
When you're connected with the soul, there's a very great self-healing potential there.
Yeah.
Because there's love. And
yeah.
love is the big healer.
That's right. And, you know, that's why we are all healers. We can all heal ourselves, and we can all connect to our soul and to our spirit guides and our angels and our ancestors.
Yes,
you know?
Definitely.
And we need to do that in this life. Now we need to do it more than we ever have tried to do it before, I think. But in your book, Your Soul, Your Life, you mention the nervous system as a key to soul body connection. How does that work? How is the nervous, just for the ending part? Yeah. How is the nervous system connected? Because the nervous system is also like connected to the energy system, is it not?
Yeah. The nervous system is, our nervous system is connected to the brain, but it's also connected to the body, and it's connected to our unconsciousness. So we have a lot of information from the surroundings and within ourselves from our nervous system. So our nervous system is designed to keep us safe.
Yes.
And it's designed to feel the surroundings and sense the surroundings and sense what happens in other people. And again, as part of our nervous system senses emotions and consciousness. And in that way, the spirit world doesn't have a physical body, but it has emotions, and they have consciousness, and they have an intention of healing and helping and loving and giving advice. So your nervous system somehow connects with this feeling of love from the healing energy or from the spirit world. So when you use your sensory system to sense that, you know, when you go into a room, you can sense, is it a pleasant room or is it not? Or you go around, it could be in nature. Is this a lovely place in nature? Is it not that lovely? So our sensory system is designed for that. And in that way, when your sensory system senses the spirit world, then you can connect with it. It's like A radar that sends it's like giving you informations, and the information enters your body. So when you mirror your soul, you becomes your soul. When you mirror the spirit world and the divine, you becomes the divine, and you sense the love from the spirit world. So in that way, your sensory system is where your physical realm and your divine realm can connect with each other, like the soul can connect with the divine and the physical body. So it's like there's this really good cooperation between the sensory system, the divine, the body, and again, the body, the soul, and the divine. So it's so natural. We are born, we have been doing this for millions of years.
But I think that we lost that connection, that contact, humanity. And also, I think that I've got to say, some strict religions say you cannot go to God, you cannot speak to God, you can't speak to the divine unless it's through a priest, unless it's through our church. Which, I think has done a lot of harm, because we are divine and we can reach that divinity within and within nature anytime we wish, and we can connect to our spirit guides and our angels anytime we wish, anytime we ask for their help, and can, that's beautiful.
And what's very good to remember is actually that feeling calm, feeling safe, feeling loved open even more for this contact. And then it gets self empowerment in that. So it's like, again, a very positive loop that gets, oh, you have the contact, you feel loved, you feel even more loved, you have even better contact. And it will help you to, heal you so you can have a more open heart and you can, take care of yourself and you can take care of your relationships on a better way because you are not drained, your emotional energy is not, totally gone. It's like you can get help to have more of your life force within.
And what is the soul? The soul is our true divine self. And that's when we relate from the soul heart, to others, then this is a gift, because you're giving of your true self, your true divine self, to your loved ones, to humanity. You're giving of your, and that is the only thing that we have to give, to truly give, which is so important.
Yes, it is really important, but what's also important is when you act from that place within yourself,
Yes.
it invites the other ones to do the same.
That's right.
So when you act from a closeness within, when you have a closed heart or you have a strict mindset or you're angry, then you sadly invite the other ones to respond on that.
In the same way back to you. That's correct. That's
So this change of where you act from
lovely.
will also invite the other ones to change where they act from.
And also, to when you're coming from that soul heart, beautiful, divine, authentic, true self place, then your thoughts, feelings, words, and actions will be of more righteousness, will be more positive, more loving, more sacred, and you won't be causing any more karma for you. You'll be healing yourself, and you won't be passing on that unhealed baggage onto your next generations of your children,
No,
because you're
you will
healing that.
stop that. Yes, that's right. You will stop that very much. And what's as I really feel that we have this cross line somehow in this time of our lives or in the world right now, where it's like, will you continue to go that path or should we actually change now? And it's changing time.
It is.
It's definitely changing time, and that means the more people that change or to have another way of, being more in the divine part. It's not the same as everything is love, and we cannot say yes, it is, but sometimes no is the most loving thing we can say or do.
That's right.
So it's like it's not like everything is accepted in a way. No, cruelty and misbehave is not accepted. But we have to go behind that and find out why is that the action that is there. We have to heal up the deeper level of wounds within humanity,
Yes,
with
within the world, because the
cultures.
world has a lot of evil in it, and we cannot build the new on the darkness. We have to expose that. It has to come out. We have to release it, the wound. You know, we have
It's
to.
more like, yes, I
That's
see it
what
as a
Rumi
healing
said, didn't they?
process, yeah.
Rumi said, the wound is where the light enters.
Yes. So it's like right now I see the world in a big healing process
Yes.
where old wounds is breaking up to heal. And how we deal with that healing process is very, very important because we can continue as we have done for many centuries, or we can actually start to change it even more. And I really feel that we are starting to change. The younger generation has so much light, and they really, really see how much damage the older generations have done.
Yes.
And they have another possibility to be connected because of the internet, because of this more information coming around. And of course, there's also a lot of misinformation and everything like that, but it's much more easy to travel around the world and talk to other people from other cultures,
That's right.
other youngsters that feel suppressed or feel for their lives or some. So there are so many possibilities to connect that we didn't have earlier.
That's right. And so many ways to heal now.
Yes.
You know, there's many therapists, there's many books, there's many courses, you know, to do that. So, yeah.
There is a much better understanding about how the early lives affect our life after that. And there was a lot of focus about, okay, how can this child grow up as a whole human being in the best possible way? Even though it's not like that everywhere, it's clear that some kind of movement within that feeling of how important it is that everybody can express themselves from the best part of them, and how can we support the development of humans that actually are happy?
Yes, that's right. That's beautiful. Wow. It's gorgeous. Yes, definitely. Oh, Matsya. And so this is part one.
Yes.
And we're going to next week do part two, where you're going to help us contact and connect with our soul and our spirit guides. You're going to take us through a guided meditation, and we will have a little recoup on what we said in this video, but it's going to be absolutely wonderful. And I can't wait for it. But I first of all, I'd just like to, where can we read your book, Your Soul, Your Life?
Yeah, it's from it should be it's available from all online bookstores like Amazon, and you could also just go to your bookstore and ask for it. They can order it home if they don't even have it already. So it's all around the world, and it's just waiting for you.
Wow.
It's a self-healing book with a lot of the things that we have been talking about today is actually also things that I'm talking about in the book or writing about in the book. So it's, and there's a lot of healing meditation on both ancestral healing work and inner child healing work and just healing work.
Lovely. Lovely, wonderful. Matsya, thank you so much for your divine wisdom, for teaching us how to connect with our spirit guides and angels, because it's so needed in this world today, and how to connect with our own soul to give us peace and balance and harmony. So thank you. Thank you for being on the Great Awakening Show.
Thank you very much for having me. It's such a pleasure. I'm so grateful.